Good morning, friends. I am so excited to be here today and talk to you guys. I had planned on a different episode, but today, the way things planned out for me, I just feel so inspired to talk to you about something super specific that probably most of you don't know anything about. The purpose of today is absolutely to educate you guys on different types of body work, because we live in a world where we put aside our needs, and meanwhile, our body is constantly having to do things for us, and maybe not having a great time, we'll say that. And especially if you're out maybe like shooting a birth, for sure, man, sometimes you have 12-hour days, right? Or you're shooting a wedding, same thing. Maybe you guys sit at a computer desk all the time creating your content and creating your projects. Also super demanding on the body. And so, yeah, I really would love to bridge this gap between what you're physically doing and what kind of body work or other things you can add into your life to kind of help facilitate just a more healthy version of yourself. And so I am going to be doing a series around these different things because, as you guys may know, I am certified in so many different modalities in body work and massage therapy. I know so much about it, and I just really want to share this information with you guys so that you can make better decisions about what to get and when to get it, mainly so you're not walking around just guessing. Maybe I need this. You know, I heard about this. I think I might try something else. This will just give you a little bit more insight. And I'm really excited about it. So today, for our first episode in this series, we're going to be talking about craniosacral massage. So let's go ahead and get started.
Hey, friend. Welcome to Deep Healing for Creative Entrepreneurs. My name is Aubrey Barr, and I am a subconscious release technique practitioner and photography business owner. I know you are sick of ending your day feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, and you are seeking a solution to help you feel creatively inspired and actively engaged in your business as well as personal life. In this podcast, we are going to dig into any limiting beliefs or subconscious programs that are keeping you in a space filled with anxiety and stress. This work is not a temporary solution for your life. No, this is a complete transformation. So grab your coffee or tea and let's start you on the road to healing. And let me just say, you can do this, you are worth it, and you are meant to thrive in life and business. So let's dig in.
All right, here we go. this is what happened, you guys. I have, you know, been a massage therapist for almost 2 decades. And in that time, every couple years, I have to take another course. I have to get another certification. Just so happens most of the time, I get more than what I have to get because I'm a forever student, 100%. But I have kind of accumulated this toolbox of things I love to use. You guys have heard about me talking about subconscious release technique, and that is more of a virtual offering. That's something that I do my online coaching with, as well as even Reiki, right? That's something I can do long distance, let's say. But some of the things that you have to do in person, I feel like the knowledge of understanding what exactly it is, what the contraindications are, why you may want something like that, I feel like that's super valuable to people like us who are super creative and kind of get lost in our work sometimes and push our boundaries with what our body can do a lot. I know some of you are giggling to yourself because I've heard horror stories about how much people will work like around the busy season or different things like that. I think if you understood what your body is trying to tell you, right, when it has these aches and pains in certain areas or it's experienced a long day or your back goes out or whatever, I think if you understood that language, the language of your body, it would be easy then to choose a certain modality for you to be able to get back in the game, to feel better, to, you know, overcome whatever it is you're dealing with. So I figured for today's first episode on this, we'd start with something a little bit more unknown. I think it flies under the radar a lot. I live in Florida, and the craniosacral therapy courses that I took were developed by a DO, so a doctor of osteopath named Upledger. And he actually has his institute in West Palm Beach. So it's about a 4-hour drive from me, which is not that far when you're going to go for the weekend to West Palm Beach, A1A, right? That's like, it actually took going to West Palm Beach to realize that's where that line in the Vanilla Ice song came from. So anyway, yes, it's a beautiful place. And there's people who come from all over to come to this institute to learn craniosacral therapy. So it's pretty well known. And there was actually a study that happened there with retired NFL players. And I'll give just a brief summary of what's happening with craniosacral therapy. So basically, it's a more passive technique. So you absolutely almost feel like just light fingers, like the weight of a dime on your body for most of it. And other times you can feel just the energy flow everywhere. So it's super light touch. I would classify it as light touch. In fact, it can be done right after a car accident, which a lot of things can't. When the body is super inflamed like that, there's a lot of different techniques and touching in body work wise that we avoid. So yeah, it's a really good passive approach to some of the ailments that happen even acutely. So I love craniosacral therapy for that it can be done on anybody. It also can be done for children and infants, and I've been able to do that. It's a lot of fun, and it's amazing to see their reaction because they feel it. So it's pretty much indicated for any kind of situation, but specifically for a fall. So let's say you have a big fall, or you get a concussion, or you end up with a bump on your head, or anything like that that really happens between your head and all the way down to your sacrum, it's going to be indicated to get a craniosacral massage. So yeah, it's pretty easy. And the thing to remember too, and maybe I'll get into this a little bit, but you don't even have to take your clothes off for craniosacral. It's such a light touch, and it actually can be done over the sheets. So you don't want to be wearing any wires, like let's say a wire bra or a belt, or you can't have your phone in your pocket or anything like that. But besides that, it's pretty easy to do, like as far as accessibility goes. Okay, so what exactly is craniosacral massage? And this is going to be a summary by Aubrey. This is not going to be a scientific detailed summary because I'm trying to kind of make it easy for you guys to understand without making you want to turn off your podcast because I'm going over all these scientific and anatomical body parts. So here's a nice balance, okay? The system that really we're talking about here is how the cerebrospinal fluid is made in the brain, and it goes between the skull and the gray matter, right? And it flows down through the spinal cord, down to the sacrum, and back up again. So this, quote, system is what we work on when we do craniosacral massage. Now, there's a lot of reasons why you might want craniosacral massage because there's a lot of things that go wrong, so to speak, when this system is interrupted. So you might have some, what I would call a block, right? You might have some blockages, certain places. It actually, when this system is flowing, it creates a pulse. So similar to a heartbeat, except for a lot slower. So if a heartbeat, maybe 60 beats per minute, this would be like, let's say 12, or maybe a little slower in someone older. A young kid, maybe 14, right? But it's just this natural, slow, methodical pulse that when we first start the massage, your craniosacral therapist will be feeling for this pulse because it tells us a lot about what's going on. It tells us if it's getting stuck on one side. Let's say your right side's getting stuck more than the left. It shows us if there's a pull. It's hard to explain some of it, but there's a lot of information that's taken in the first 5 minutes of one of these massages just because we're assessing what the body's like and what it's going through. So then the next part of it is we go through the system and we make corrections where they're needed. So we do a lot at the head of the table, your face up, and we do a lot with one hand under your back, like even your rib cage, under your thoracic and under your sacrum, and one hand on top. So we're doing a lot of movement, but it sure doesn't seem like much when you're the patient and you're laying down on the table. It just seems like, what are they doing? So it's really cool to kind of explain it. But throughout the massage, what we're really going for is kind of a realignment and a redistribution of this cerebral spinal fluid, right? We want to make sure that that flow keeps going, that again, it pulses on both sides evenly, that there's a match there, that it's a nice strong pulse. And then we're also looking to make sure that we have cleared any of the blockages that we're feeling. And I know because it sounds like a light touch that it sounds like it's all energy work, but there is a massive physiological side to this. And we can actually feel them because our palpation skills have gotten so good over time and learning this kind of language of the body that it's very easy for us to be able to connect to that and actually feel these blockages. And sometimes these blockages are in the form of adhesion tissue. And so that's going to be your fascia that got really, really tight. If you guys don't know what fascia is, I told you I'm not going to go in too deep, but this is something that will come up again and again because I am a myofascial release therapist as well. And fascia, man, let me tell you, it will get tangled up, but it's basically like this sheath that goes over all of your muscles, all of your organs, your arteries and your veins. It's around everything. If you've ever heard of the pericardium sac, that's where the heart is. That's fascia. So it goes around every part of your body and it kind of keeps things a little organized. But if it rubs up against another area, it will often form like this tight, picture saran wrap. If you picture saran wrap and you start to twist it and it kind of sticks together, it's kind of like that in a lot of ways. So we are releasing fascia in the pelvis, in the stomach area. I mean, there's so much that goes on there with the organs that when you start to release it, all of a sudden things start working again. It's amazing. So when should I get something like this? I know you're asking that. This sounds really cool. I've never heard about it. This is just really bizarre. Or maybe it doesn't sound like anything you ever want to try, which is also okay. But there's something out there for everybody. So you want to try this at some point in your life for sure. But specifically, if you've had any big falls, and sometimes we can't even remember big falls, right? Because we're kids. But I will be working on someone and they'll swear up and down they've never had an issue. And, you know, this is something that's just always been there. And then they'll remember a fall right as soon as we start to release the area. So the muscle, the body has memory, right? And sometimes it's holding on to those memories. Why? Well, I have a lot and a lot of theories around that, some proven, some other not proven, but definitely within my own world and seeing clients, I've definitely seen also emotions stuck, especially in the pelvis, especially in the hips, around support, issues with not feeling heard, not feeling, like I said, supported in whatever capacity. So there's a lot happening in all of these areas. And I do think it's important for everybody to get one at some point. But outside of a major fall, okay, something that I think this is really, really beneficial for as well is someone with chronic neck pain or someone with chronic, and I'm going to explain this, shoulder blade. So I would say scapula. If you have a lot going on between your rhomboids or if you have a lot going on with the low back. So I know I just laid out everybody, but I will say that if you've tried other modalities, if you've tried other massages, like even deep tissue or neuromuscular, and you feel like those areas are still problem areas, then you really need to try craniosacral because it might shake up your world a bit, right? I went to a client today, and this is why it's been on my mind, because I saw someone last minute. She had texted me yesterday, and she's like, I got to get in. Do you have any time during the day tomorrow? And I'm like, I can squeeze you in. So I went over there thinking I was going to do this deep tissue massage on her low back after she had a fall. She was carrying, she had a leash on her Doberman, big one, not a mini. And some other dog, you know, messed with him or whatever, and he just jumped, and she's just a little thing, and she fell. And she's been dealing with this for a couple weeks now. And when I got there, I could literally see with my naked eye, meaning just watching her walk towards me before she even took her clothes off, I could see the imbalance already in her hips. I could see that the one side was raised up and puffy, like bloated looking and inflamed. And this was in sweatpants and a shirt. So it's not like she had like really revealing clothes on or anything. But I could tell already. And I said, you know what? I think today we're going to do some craniosacral. And she said, what is that? But also I'm down. So I was able to do it today. And it just reminded me how useful that is and how people, I mean, she is from a different area. She's from a different country, actually. And her sister-in-law is a massage therapist, and she had never even heard of craniosacral. So it's definitely something that people need to learn about. And then I picture, you know, those of us who are carrying around a camera or who are sitting at a desk all the time. And this woman happened to be someone who works at a desk, you know, at least 40 hours a week. And you don't realize how over time, those kind of motions and those kind of office hours, so to speak, even if you're editing, you know, for 20 hours or something, like all of that accumulates and it causes a problem in the end. And it's really important for us to listen to our bodies, know when to take breaks. And I know I harp on this part of it all the time, but that's why I wanted to give you an idea of what you could do, what you can seek out, right? If this sounds like something to you where you're like, wow, that actually sounds like it would be really amazing for me. Now you know where to look. And I'll actually link in the show notes a place on the Upledger Institute. They have a place where you can put in your location and you can kind of search for other craniosacral therapists. And that way you know how to spell it and it's all right there and you can get somebody that's actually certified. But I know you guys would absolutely love it. It's not something I think any of us need all the time. Like, I'm a huge advocate for massage in different capacity. But for this, I think you just need it every once in a while, unless you're dealing with something super acute or, you know, after a car accident or something like that, you can't get other types of massages. But craniosacral is okay. If you're dealing with a baby who maybe doesn't have a good latch when they're breastfeeding, a lot of times there's some things going on there that craniosacral can realign. Also with sleeping with a baby or digestive issues with a baby. So keep that in mind too as a possible option for you if you are a new mom and dealing with all sorts of craziness. It's also something that would be good for that. And I've done it for pregnant women too. I've absolutely done craniosacral on pregnant women. So it's totally okay for like everybody, even seniors. I have one client who's 86. And she gets craniosacral and she absolutely loves it. She cannot live without it. So I'm leaving this with you guys, and I hope that I've given you enough knowledge and understanding and a broader concept of things that can be offered out there, things that maybe might be essential to you with your work week, with owning a business, with being able to get ahead of this kind of pain or discomfort so that you guys can actually feel good in your bodies, because that is like a motto for me. I really feel like we're meant to feel good in our bodies and that our daily activities really contribute to that. And taking care of ourselves should absolutely be in your CODB, your cost of doing business. I literally have that programmed into all of my packages where I know I'm going to need a massage the next day. And I just know my upkeep. I understand that my body is going to need to be given back to. Okay. So even if you're not in love with massage or the thought of it, I would absolutely try something like craniosacral because it's the easiest thing for a client. You literally just lay there with your clothes on. So can't really go wrong. All right, my friends, I hope that was helpful for you and we will talk to you next time.
I hope this podcast spoke to you in some way. If it did, please go ahead and leave me a review and subscribe so that I know you're enjoying what you hear. And further, if you know somebody else who owns their own creative business and struggles with anything that we spoke about, please pass this on, because it is my hope that we will be able to build a community of like-minded individuals who love on each other and appreciate the many facets that make our creative business so unique. And lastly, check out the show notes to find my free Facebook community and other useful links to work with me. All right, friend, see you soon.